أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at the ayat from the Quran that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا in our series of journaling the Quran. Today we would look at an ayah from Surah An-Nisa. This is Surah number 4 and it's ayah 43. And it's the ayah that has a directive for tayammum. Well, let's look at the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, La taqrabu salata wa antum sukara. Do not approach salah if you are drunk, if you are intoxicated. So that tells us that when this ayah is revealed, the directive for salah is there, but the alcohol prohibition was not there yet. It hadn't come. Then look at what Allah says. He says, Hatta ta'lamu ma taqulun, until you know what you are saying. Until you're coherent. So it doesn't say, it doesn't say only in salah. It says, until you know what you say, and that implies at all times. So basically, this is a sort of nudge towards the fact that alcohol is going to be prohibited. Then Allah says, don't approach salah, wala junuban. When you are in a state of impurity, illa abri sabil, unless you are traveling. And then it says, hatta taghsilu, until you perform ghusl. So if you're in a state of impurity, if you've had intimacy, then you must do ghusl before you approach salah. Then it says, wa in kuntum marda aw ala safarin. But if you are ill, or if you're on a journey, أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط, or you visited the bathroom, أو لامستم النساء, or you've had intimacy with women, فلم تجدوا ماء, and you cannot find water, فتيمموا صعيدا طيبا, then make an intent to look for something. That's what tayammum means. It actually means an intention to look for something. And he says, look for something, and what do you look for? صعيدا طيبا, pure earth. And then he says what to do with it. فامسحوا, wipe, بوجوهكم, your faces, وأيديكم, and your hands. إن الله كان عفوا غفورا. Indeed, Allah is extremely pardoning and He's extremely forgiving. So basically the ayah is saying, when you stand up for salah, obviously you have to be clean, you have to be presentable. But there will be circumstances when you won't find water, when you won't be able to do the cleansing. And remember, wudu and ghusl are not just a physical cleansing. There is spiritual cleansing as well, because there is a thought process that goes with it. But he's saying, if that's not possible, then don't worry. Just wipe yourself with pure earth. Allah is extremely pardoning, extremely forgiving. But by extension, it's saying, when you are standing for salah, make sure you're presentable. You're standing in front of the Creator, unless circumstances prevent you. I'd like to end by just saying that it's often quite useful to have a bag of earth. You can get one of the Ziploc bags which you can have earth in it and place it in your musalla for those times when it may be difficult to be able to do wudu or ghusl. And you can refer to all the directives from the jurisprudence rules that are given to you by your marja or your school of thought. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.